Previously on Bad Radio.
Like, he really threw him through a window, like in
through
a movie.
Through a window, right? It broke.
Yeah.
Like in a movie, the whole thing just...
It wasn't a movie. It was real life.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I've seen it in a movie. I've never seen it in real life.
I was sitting at a table with, like, five or six teammates.
Uh-huh.
We were down... It was actually Florida. And I was sitting there. I had my back like I am now. And all of a sudden, I got wet. And I said, what the hell just happened? And Clyde Drexler says, that guy just threw a drink on you. And I chased him about 10 to 15 yards. And when I got him, he was right by the front door. And it was one of those big old windows.
Okay.
And I started yelling at him, man, why the hell did you, why did you throw a drink? And then I was still so pissed, I just rammed his head through it and got arrested right then.
Well, we all do.
I know we have no regrets. When the judge says, Mr. Bark, do you have any regrets? I said, yeah, I regret we were on the first floor. you can't throw a drink on somebody and expect them not to do anything. Yeah, I did. I regret. I wish we were on the third floor.
You gained 9 pounds. Have you been cheating?
Turn off the camera. Let me make something very clear. The Perky system does not work with cheaters like Gerald Garner, okay? How can I sell an infomercial about fat kids who can't keep their piggy little snouts shut? Who's gonna buy that, huh? Step off the scale. Okay, turn on the camera. Josh Birnbaum, step on up. Get on the scale, son. All right. Get
off the scale.
Okay,
then.
Turn off the camera.
Okay,
Yo,
Trow,
where you going? And we all yell.
Yep.
Nowhere! You caught that ball with a black Yo, Trow! Where you going? Nowhere! You won't go. I'll see you, Trow, up in the front.
Well, no. They don't want to pay the $3 million.
No, you know what would get pub if they just went along with it?
Nike, for nothing.
The fact that Jordan's kid gets to wear whatever he wants.
He bullied the school and bullied Adidas into wearing
Nike. But you know what, though? Here's the thing. You better be scoring 25, 30 a game now.
That's what I wonder. Is he any good?
Or
I don't know.
The spotlight is on him. The other kids are wearing their, you know, they got to buy their stuff at Target now. And
Velcro.
Yeah.
You know what I hope? I hope that Marcus Jordan dribbles like Stanley from The Office.
You'll know from funny, you bastard.
Hey, coming up, sending the Mark Alpha Mind Show.
The following is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Hi, this is Charles Barkley. I never listened to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Mama like that?
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bad Radio Program.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Today, is the rest of the MLB cool with the Astros? Did Magic Johnson make all of Chicago feel weird? Plus, week two of the XFL has some pretty, pretty good audio. Also, we have The Jewel. Don't call him Minnow Mino, the one-legged intern, and RIP, the Struminator. And now, two guys who probably fired out of bed before 7 this morning. It's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
That's right.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Yes, hello. Welcome to show number 5 of Bad Radio 2.0.
55.
I think it's 5, right?
See?
Yeah.
Cinco to 5-0.
So this is Dan and Jake, or Jake and Dan. Although I learned over the weekend, because of the population, somebody told me out there that Jake and Dan are some kind of a musical duo. That if you search Jake and Dan, you're going to find... Like, it seems that branding is already underway for someone else.
Gotta be country, right?
Dan doesn't sound like a country name. Jake does.
Jake is actually just the number one white male name of my era. Jacob or Jake was top of the pops for like a decade.
It's very biblical.
Jacob Matthew, and my brother was Joseph Daniel, as we are of the flock. You know, he and I walking the walk.
So your dad went, he wanted Brutus and Rock.
Yep.
And mom went like way the other end of the spectrum.
Yes.
Odd that they didn't stay together.
Now, just a real shocker. Now, mine is biblical, but my mom was a huge John Wayne fan. Like, that's all we watched growing up. And there's a movie called Big Jake. And the character's name was Jacob McCandles. And so my mom wanted that, but she was kind of like, it's also biblical. And my dad said, absolutely not. So he got Matthew rather than McCandles.
Oh, so dad vetoed the middle name.
Yeah.
Those don't even count.
They really don't.
The middle names. Who cares what your middle name is?
What if your kid wanted to pull one of those swerves where in seventh grade they want to go by their middle name? I remember a bunch of girls doing that in junior high. I'm like, you're still Beth.
It kind of doesn't count because, you know, you can throw grandma's name in there, just whatever. You can honor somebody with the middle name. What's your middle name, Julie?
Anne. Did you know that Jake?
Such a mail-in.
Jake and Dan equals Jad, which is my initials. So, essentially, you two equal me.
Jad Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Equality.
That is important.
Now kids are not going by their middle name. They're full on just changing their gender. It shows you how far things have come since we were in school, pal.
Here today.
I'm a girl.
Oh, that's right. My woke daughter was complaining about ultra wokeness this weekend. As we're driving back from the gym, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying, do you know now there are some people who won't identify with any pronoun?
Yeah, of course.
Babies?
Not they. Like, not even they. Like, you always have to say their name.
Hmm.
She was saying she realized this because she was applying for the college bit thing she's doing this summer. The
Duke deal?
Duke tip, it's called, where she goes away to a college and she takes a class for like 3 weeks and probably does some level of partying. I don't know. She likes it so much, it can't be just school.
Just getting away from.
But she said
mom
on the
dad.
Application, there's him, her, they,
gay.
And then don't identify with a pronoun at all. Like, it's on there that she had to check one of those. And she immediately texted her other woke friend and said, did you see this? And
these kids have gone too far.
So they even it's too far for my woke daughter.
Life comes at you very fast.
Which is crazy. So here we are, show 5. So I guess this is officially a week. We have the 3 J's here today, actually.
We got them.
Jake.
Okay. All right.
Julie. Justin.
Mm.
Justin Montemayor is today's contestant in Who Wants to Be a Bad Radio Producer?
Justin was flying high, feeling really good. He was really comfortable.
Welcome,
in the meeting. He was had a lot of great suggestions. And then we got down to the floor where we do our show, and he realized that we now have an intern in a wheelchair. And he looked pretty crushed.
I feel threatened, personally.
Well, his wheelchair is way better than yours.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. What makes it better?
It does more
his motor. Oh, yeah. He scoots around in that thing.
Really? It's got a little...
Justin has to use his arm.
It's got a little panini maker on it.
Hit the nose.
A little grill for his fish.
Right.
Ooh, wow. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I need a little fold-out George Foreman on the back of this thing.
Or at least a tray table.
Yeah, no, mine's pretty basic. I have a basic chair. I may have to go take it into the shop, take it to exhibit to pimp it.
Get it tricked up.
But you can get out of that chair.
That is my flex over other wheelchair people, yeah.
Like,
you can, just
now
don't,
you haven't.
Won't.
Just stand up when
haven't
I need to.
Haven't yet, but you can. Like, you can... You're in that chair because you're still a little bit too on the heavy side. Am I right?
To I just identify use your... as a skinny person.
Okay.
He was ready for that one. When I met him, there was no chair.
You can scoreboard other wheelchair people.
Yeah, I mean, I stand up to go to the bathroom.
This is like Jake wants to do with his future travel, just to have, instead of a scooter or a bike, it'll be a Lime wheelchair, mm-hmm. and you can just zoom around in it, and then you get up to your store, and then you stand up.
So we're still appropriating walking. Cultures in 2020? Okay.
Well, some.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like what I've said before, where once Alabama started running Mike Leach's offense, like, we'll take from you what can help us.
Right.
We appreciate your service. But now it's time to use it at the top level.
Well, I would get the intern's wheelchair, not this one.
I'd like to see. I don't want that one. I want to be zooming and cruising.
Yeah, I'd like to see Jake take this to Kroger or Tom Thumb or whatever and grab their little motorized cart.
Oh, they'll stop you. They police those things.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. When I worked at a grocery store, that was something we were supposed to be on the lookout
for. Wait, how do you know?
Because I'll take one around and I'll have my friends join me so we can do little drag races down the international cuisine aisle.
Dude, I almost had you.
I don't think you're taking
being handicapped, yeah.
Well, it's great because they always catch my friends and then they want to get me too and realize that one third of us actually needed it.
And then they feel all bad?
Yeah, so sometimes they'll let the other two have it if it's late at night.
Late at night.
While some grandma is just slipping,
sounds
walking
like
in.
A real blast.
So, I don't know what the audience is like today. Because...
Yay!
I guess I forgot that it was President's Day. Drove in, pretty cool. Very low traffic. That seemed awesome. But I didn't really put it all together until I was with Justin and we were walking through the sales... One of us was walking through the sales area.
It's completely unnecessary.
We were moving through the sales.
This is how it's going to be.
I didn't know. We were moving through the sales area, and nobody was there.
I'm withdrawing my name.
You should.
Nobody was there. So all the salespeople are gone. I'm pretty sure banks are closed and schools are closed. So I don't know what our audience is like today. Which will make this a little odd. We might have to do this again. But what I wanted to do was ask for audience help. Because ticket stock is Friday. Did you guys realize that?
Yeah,
we are like five days away.
I only recognize Ace Hardware Ticket Stock 2020, brought to you by Alto Ride Sharing.
That's Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, I also would like to recognize what you just said, Jake. Whatever that was. But we have an idea. We're going to do a song, wacky parody song, and it's to a Village People song. And we need a little bit of help as far as the Village People outfits are concerned. Like, we are definitely looking for a construction hat. If we could borrow it, we'll give it back. Because the Village People, if you don't know, they are a group from the 70s or 80s or something like that. But they would dress up like a cowboy, a construction worker, a cop, kind of the biker cop. And those are the ones we really need help with. I think Jake has already kind of got his whole outfit ready. Like, you're going to be the
leather daddy biker guy.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do need a jacket. So I don't want to get in the way of your request, but I have...
Well, this is our request.
I have some chaps.
Bad Radio needs this.
I need...
But is anyone listening is my thing. Like, are there guys with chaps... Or, excuse me, a leather jacket, or somebody sitting with their construction hat, helmet, but they're not listening because they're not on the roadway or whatever they would usually be.
Well, I would hope that guy who has leather biker jacket is out tooling around on his hoss today listening to the station. And when he gets stopped, he could either email me at jkemp88@gmail.com, or you could just call 888-787-1310 and say, I've got a leather biker's jacket. Could also say, I've got a construction hat, a hard hat.
The cop thing we're looking for is kind of like a Chips helmet. And the pants, if we could. But, you know, I don't know. What do you think, TC, about all this conjecture? Army guy. Soroy wants to be the military guy.
Well, he's a vet.
And that's what he said. He said, I had to remind you guys that I was a vet. I asked him how often he flew as an Air Force pilot, and he said not much.
He doesn't love that.
No, he was in the Air Force, but never got near a plane.
That's enough!
But now, are we needing aids at all?
Walker told me I have AIDS.
What do you mean?
Are you teasing to the All-Star segment?
Yeah, or Magic Johnson audio?
I believe at least the founding member of the Village People might have met his untimely demise at the hands of a acquired deficiency.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's odd. So, wait. That was generally thought of as a gay disease. You're telling me a member of the Village People had that?
It's indiscriminate, much like coronavirus.
So if you're able to help us, that'd be great. That'd be terrific. We would like that. And then we would give you something, like a Justin autographed Bad Radio calendar. Or something. I don't know.
So call us. If you have the helmet, the construction helmet, leather jacket, or like biker cop helmet, that's what you need.
Yes.
888-787-1310.
I think, Vaginal size, more.
I'll let you take a ride in the chair.
Hey, we might be cool from Jacob Wortham, Mino, for your outfit. You know, the Wortham Brothers Roofing?
That's all you need.
Not only are they experts in the roofing category, but apparently they have hard hats and construction guy stuff. So it looks like we're good with that. So, one down. And if Jacob Wortham has another brother who is maybe a cop, that could help us out a lot, too. I've been sick. Do you think it's weird?
Uh-oh.
So this morning, I washed my water bottles, because I use glass water bottles nowadays, because I'm woke. I don't do the plastic thing. Because I've been sick, so I want to wash them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even think about it till then. I brushed my teeth, and I was like, wait. How come I don't wash this? Do you wash your toothbrush, like if you've been sick, or do you just plow through but wash everything else as if, like, isn't the toothbrush the thing that should affect me the most if I've been sick?
Probably. I do.
Keep me sick?
I use hot water when I brush. So I do think that helps some in that it's maybe killing more germs, but I replace the head of the toothbrush probably, I don't know, every month. It's only like $2 for a replacement head for those electronic toothbrushes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's not bad.
We got a lot of calls here.
So you can order them from Amazon and get like several at once.
Hey, you're on the ticket. Are you calling to help us?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, what do you got?
I've got a jacket and a hard hat for you.
Oh, okay. We might already have that, but hold on. I'll let you talk to Justin.
Thank you.
Right. Ask Justin how it's going.
The gayer, the better.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't know if there's a lot of gay hard hats.
Well, jackets, though. Leather daddy type thing.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he was talking about that. Okay. Cool. Yeah, thanks. If you can help us out, that would be awesome. So here's what we got on the show today.
Yep.
A lot of stuff. But we'll start with the NBA All-Star Game, which is next.